Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked and locked. Here we go, your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com, broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. We've got a call-in number for you. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Lance is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Welcome, Rick. Yeah. Hey, Rick. Hey, Rick, you there? So what do you think, Lance? You want to call him back? Okay, well, let's call Ricky back. In the meantime, I'll tell you what I'd like to talk to Rick about. I'd like to talk about the oxygen content of the Earth's atmosphere. At one time, we believed that the content of the Earth's atmosphere was about 35% oxygen. And it fell down to, let's say, 14, 15%. And then it went back up to 30%. And it's been hovering around 20%. So they say. Well, I don't believe that the content of the Earth's atmosphere is anywhere near that today. Hey, Rick, you with us?
Yes, I am. Here I am.
Hey, Rick, I was talking about
a couple of false starts, but I'm good.
Great. I was talking about the content of the Earth's atmosphere. You know, at one point, it was about 35% oxygen. And then it fell down to, let's say, 14 or 15%. And then it went back up. And now they say it's hovering around 20%. And I remember when I was in elementary school in earth science, learning that the oxygen content of the Earth's atmosphere was 21%. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it anymore because I believe that, and I can't prove it. But my concern is that if you look at let's say the Northeast, the Northeast United States. How do we heat? A lot of people heat with oil burners. So they have these 500-gallon tanks or these 275-gallon tanks in the basement for diesel fuel, which they call home heating oil. And they just burn that. And they might get it filled a couple times, you know, during the winter if they have a 275-gallon tank. So they're probably burning about 500 gallons. So for all these years, you know, from the 1940s through today, we're burning, you know, let's say 500 gallons of fuel oil per home, you know, per year. And then we have diesel fuel in the cars, and then we have, in the cars and trucks, and then we have gasoline in cars and trucks. And then we have the jets punching holes through the atmosphere, burning up the oxygen. So all these fires, small fires, are just depleting the oxygen content. But then we have the trees and the plant life replenishing the oxygen. But I believe it's a net loss. I can't prove it, but I believe that's why so many people are short of breath.
The best way to approach this is not by trying to measure the carbon dioxide levels, because that is a very complicated ocean with a lot of variables and currents of air, da-da-da-da-da, that would presume errors in measurement. Now, the best way to do this is to do it from space, like Tony Van Zandt did, where he looked at the Earth in the color of the Earth. And over a time-lapse photography, you can watch the Earth go from green to brown. It's called the Biosphere Project. You can look it up. He was part of Gore's entourage and this talk about global warming and the fact that even a grade school kid can watch the logging of the Amazon by the color of the Earth changing from green to brown. It's simple. And it's happening because there it is, and there's the color of the change of Earth. You can see it with your eyes as a six-year-old. There's no way to avoid it. It's a simple, quick measurement. You can watch the color of Earth change. And there is no question that man is affecting the biosphere. However, the real changer is our sun. And that is the bottom line. Anything that's happening on Earth that is done by man is minuscule in comparison to what the sun decides to do. And the sun right now is heating up. Go figure. There's something happening that is causing X2-band discharges yesterday. Why is the sun heating up? There is global warming on Mars and Pluto. This is in the physics of what's going on right now. And it's while man is contributing, we are nothing in comparison to what the sun decides to do. And what the sun decides to do is what happens on Earth right now. And while we may contribute, our part of it is minuscule in comparison. And the logging of the Amazon, everything is turning into desert here. We're heating up. There is absolutely no question on that. And because of that, the desalinization of the sea is changing, and the ocean currents are changing. And at some point, that will lead to a repetitive mini ice age. That's it. Period. End of story. We've got pictures of tribes coming out of caves after the event every 3,600 years where they show the sun, you know, doing a mini explosion, and then they start from scratch. Like, you know, Atlantis becoming Greece. And that happens and is happening right now. I don't know how it's all going to play. There are different levels of the event in terms of the Clovis culture, our American Indian, when they crawled out of caves out of Peru and started their form of society again. I think it's going to be an opportunity for man to rewrite and move away from our current systems of technology. Technology has had many, many faces. One of the things I'm talking about right now is how song, music, sound, and movement change space-time. And we've seen it with Ghost Dance and the Whirling Dervish and the other kinds of Mukumba, Obi-Wan dancing, where they can change paranormal things. I had a friend that just came back from Syria that witnessed Whirling Dervish doing their knife fighting, and not a scar, not a cut, not a single wound in these very flashing things where there's actual, blows being hit to each other that would normally cut a human being. How does that work? So there's something else going on here that we have not yet actually described. And while we can point to automobiles and the use of fire, that is called cybernetic anthropology and the use of the thumb and fire as a form of technology. That has been shown not to work very well. And my main concern now is to turn the switches off so that the next round round of civilizations have an opportunity or chance to have something to return to, because Fukushima was just the slight of it.
I was talking with Norm Shealy, and he had a blood test done a while ago, several weeks ago, and he had higher levels of barium in his blood.
Yeah.
And he talked about how that's in diesel fuel. And that's a concern to me. It's also in the aerosols that are being sprayed overhead, right? Barium and aluminum. He said he did not have high.
It's in everything now.
Yeah. And so I was out planting the garden yesterday. So we have a raised bed garden. You saw it right outside the veranda there, right outside the kitchen door. And we filled it with topsoil and peat moss and lime. And, we planted the tomatoes and the peppers and so forth. And we're going to plant the seeds at the new moon. But he said that, he had levels of barium in his blood. And Rick, there's no escape that I can think of, because if you fly, you're going to eat the exhaust of whatever planes were in front of you, and the chemicals and the aerosols that are sprayed in the jets, above you. Then if you're behind a truck, even if it's miles behind a truck on the highway, you're still going to breathe those fumes. If you operate a tractor the way I do, you still are going to breathe those fumes, and they're all around us. And I'm thinking that if we have a closed system, and I believe we pretty much have a closed system, Rick, in terms of our atmosphere, we're not getting any more atmosphere, are we? It's limited to what we've got. We're limited to the water that we have, and we're polluting it all around us. And we're outstripping, in my opinion, nature's ability to cope with the damage that we're doing. That being the case, we have a pretty short life expectancy on Earth because of what we have done to ourselves. Would you say that's correct or incorrect, Rick?
I would say that's correct. I don't have answers. I, am trying to change my own lifestyle so that it does not involve much of the technologies that we currently enjoy. I think it's time for all of us to start thinking about that kind of thing.
All right, Rick, I was talking with a guy who was a representative for the electrical co-ops in this area. And I invited him, this was years ago, I invited him to come to the expo and teach us how to save electricity. You know what? He wasn't interested in doing that. And the board of directors for these electrical co-ops have a fiduciary responsibility to keep profits up, which does not include reducing consumption of electricity. So here we have the boards of directors trying to increase the use of electricity. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising costs of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earthfiles publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 2237 extension 129.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rick Miller's with us. Hey, Rick, you know, you mentioned that you're changing your lifestyle, and it sounds like what you're doing is reducing consumption and becoming more independent. And that's what I'm doing. And I look at what we've done here at the farm. You've been to the farmhouse. So we used to have incandescent lighting. And, you know, to drive our electric use down, we went to compact fluorescent and fluorescent lighting. Well, I've determined that that's not enough. So I'm converting the entire house as I'm not going to buy any more compact fluorescent lights. I'm not going to buy any more fluorescent light tubes. I am building a solar array that will charge a couple deep cycle batteries, and I'm going to have LED lighting throughout the house. Now, I'm not talking about LED lighting that is 120 volts with some electronics to step it down to 12 volts within the bulb itself. I'm not doing that. What I am doing is I'm running 12 volt cable throughout the house, and I'm from the battery with, you know, with fuses and so forth to protect old circuits, and I'll have LED lighting in the, like in the kitchen. It'll be exclusively LED lighting in the great room, LED lighting in the studio, LED lighting in the barn, LED lighting and so forth. That's the plan, because what I see is unacceptable. And talking with this man who represented the electric co-ops, they want us to use more electricity. And Mrs. Finelli called our electric co-op and said, do you guys have a rebate for installing a solar system? And they said, no, that kind of goes against what we do. So they're not interested. Now, there are plenty of electric utilities that are saying, you know what, we want to get some of these grid tie systems in where we're feeding back into the system, you know, power from distributed solar arrays all over on homes and farms and so forth. No, our electric co-op is not interested in doing that. So I guess I have to run again for the board of directors of this electric co-op and see if I can impact some of their thinking and force some change. But, Rick, we're doing what you're trying to do. We're trying to reduce our dependency on the system, and we're also trying to reduce our consumption of electricity. But that's not what's going on elsewhere. There's more electronics. There's more dependency on electricity. And we're going the wrong direction. What do you think?
I agree with that completely. I think our romance with electrical current is going to lead to our demise as a civilization. And the grid is the first warning indicator.
You know, that's a really interesting point, Rick, because... Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, it...
I was thinking this morning...
You know, like just yesterday, we had a double X band that hit the Earth, and phones were disrupted. Phone service.
Yeah. Well, that's another thing. We'll talk about cell phones in a few minutes, but I was thinking this morning about Tokyo, New York City, Los Angeles, you know, just large cities, and that's just three of them. And they would be absolutely destroyed without electricity. Absolutely destroyed. The underground transportation system, the water system, the sewage system, the traffic lights, the hospitals, everything would come to a screeching halt. All the electronic payments into people's accounts, all these digital payments of transactions, purchases, sales, compensation, all that would just come to a screeching halt. And, Rick, there is no, as far as I know, there is no system in place that can take the place of the grid as we know it. There's nothing that we have. And it's the most complicated thing that man has ever built, and that's the electric power grid. What do you think?
I think that we're, in a lot of trouble right now because the grid is going to collapse. And when it does, how are all these cities going to deal with just drinking water?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right now, Rick, my understanding is that the typical city, the typical municipality, the typical government that has a water treatment plant has on hand a 2-week supply of chlorine for disinfecting the water. Now, obviously, I don't want to take chlorine into my body, and I would filter that with the water filtration system. However, I don't know of another way of treating the water and getting it through the plumbing without making everybody sick. So, if you think about it, we only have a 2-week supply on average at the typical water treatment facility. What happens when the system shuts down? How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rick Miller's with us. So, Rick, what I'm doing is I'm reducing our consumption to the absolute minimum, and I want to be away from the system because I truly believe that the grid will collapse. And it seems that those who are in the electricity selling business want us to use more and more and more. I believe that the electromagnetic radiation from the power lines and the transformers on the power lines, those I believe they're causing problems to life. I believe they're altering the weather at some level. I don't know at what level, but it can't be neutral. There can't be no effect from all of this. So I just don't like it. Here at the farm, we have all of our utilities buried 3 feet or more underground in conduit to minimize the effects. And I don't think it's good. I see farms where there are cows walking underneath power lines, high voltage power lines, and farmers seem to think it's okay. There are cell towers. Farmers are putting cell towers up on their farms because they're getting $900 a month, you know, for as long as those towers are there to blast their neighbors with microwave radiation. The system is absolutely out of control. Individual greed has taken over, and it's killing all of us. And it's making me angry. Well, I should say it's making me more angry.
I think that your anger might be a result of the actual electromagnetic fields. I think they disturb our central nervous system and cause the kinds of behavior that we're now observing. There's a movie called Neighbors with John Belushi that, depict that phenomena in a comedy that I think is worth watching. It's really kind of interesting.
I'm sitting here with a tri-field meter, and as I move the meter... as I move the meter, let's say... I'm about a foot away from the flat screen monitor, 19-inch monitor. I'm reading about 2.5 milligauss of electromagnetic radiation. And I'm sorry, no, I'm not. I'm reading 0.6 milligauss of electromagnetic radiation. Now, here at the microphone, I'm reading virtually no electromagnetic radiation. So distance is our friend. And I've got these monitors as far away from me as possible. What I've noticed that in the studio, you know, where there's usually a lot of electromagnetic radiation, the studio that I'm in, the one that I built, has virtually none, which is at where I'm sitting, which is great. But I'm going to reduce whatever I've got by removing the fluorescent lighting and reducing the power consumption. So I think that what I should do is take some pictures of this construction as I progress so that it'll be a template for those who want to use it in their situation. I believe I can install LED lighting for about, in my case, maybe $25 or $30 per room. You know,
I remember a time when everything was done with candles.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, I can't work with 10 candle power here.
You could if you had to.
Well, actually, I could if I weren't broadcasting. Well, yeah, I guess I could. I could just lean over and have that light going across.
Where I'm trying to go with this is that there was a time in our society and civilization, this one, where that aspect was not relevant. You know, it's only been in the last 100 years that, you know, with Graham Bell and the rest of it, that we've started using electric current. We could have just as easily used Tesla concepts of the Earth's energy creating, a motor and using the electrical magnetic fields as a way of communicating and using a source of power.
Yeah, that's another thing I wanted to do, Rick. I wanted to drive two dissimilar metal rods into the ground, into a trough. Now take a plow and plow out a trough so any moisture would go into this, you know, depression in a straight line running north and south, and drive in two dissimilar metal rods and attach a wire to each one. One would be plus, one would be minus. And if I put them in series, let's say I get 10 of them in series or 12 of them in series, I would probably be able to get around 12 volts DC almost forever, as long as those two metal rods adjacent to each other were in damp soil. And that's called an earth battery. And,
the Ark of the Covenant. And using older relationships of electric current in terms of our civilization and how we use it. I'd get rid of cell phones. That would be one of the first things that I would do. I wouldn't work with that technology anymore.
I've crossed that off my list. As of this week, I do not have a cell phone.
And so there it is. Start that process.
Yeah, so, Glass, if you want to text me at 434-390-7953, it no longer works. It no longer works because I do not have a cell phone. And, you know, Rick, I got to tell you, I thought, you know, there's a possibility that I might miss it. Last night, I came to the realization that I absolutely, positively am delighted not to have a cell phone. And let me give you an example. You know, how many people today, before they get in their vehicle, will say, oh, I got to get my cell phone. They'll run back in the house, get their cell phone, and now they have their cell phone. Because, you know, you never know when you're going to have a truck problem, a car problem, get stranded, flat tire. All those reasons why we've been sold, why we need to have a cell phone, okay? So we've been told that we have to have them, and we bought into it. Well, I'm here to tell you that I've been traveling without a cell phone, and it is absolutely delightful. Now, if I do have a flat tire, I'm probably going to walk someplace to get some help. Or if I'm on an interstate, which I'd rather not be, I might just stay in my vehicle until someone comes by and says, hey, need some help? And I'd say, sure, I'd appreciate it. Now, will I feel safe? Yeah, I'll feel safe. I got my 45. So, I'm okay. So I'm prepared, and you know.
After I give you my bullets, I will.
Well, I have, I've got food in the car. I've got, long-term storage food. I have water, blankets. I've got pretty much everything I need, including a spare tire. Now, the only reason I wouldn't change the tire was if I was, on the interstate and cars are whizzing by, and I get myself, nicked by a vehicle coming by. Other than that, I should be pretty good to go, and if someone comes by, we can call the house, and Mrs. Finelli can come out with a truck and come pick me up, or a tow dolly, or what. You know, we have a tow dolly, so we can use that and come get me. But the plan, Rick, is frivolous travel. Forget it. Why would I do that? Why would I subject myself, my family, to the risks of frivolous travel? And if there's a reason, an important reason to go out there and risk life and limb on the highway, okay, we'll go. But if there's not, forget it. And the cell phone, Rick, that is the coolest thing, not having a cell phone. And I just can't wait for people to say, okay, what's your cell number? And I go, I don't have one. I'm looking forward to that, saying over and over, I don't have one. I don't have one. And then, but how many people don't have a cell phone, Rick? And besides,
I don't use one.
There you go. Isn't that great?
Yes. It gives me pause and actually to remember that the first internet was Pony Express.
Yeah. Didn't last long, but it got replaced. But, Rick, I met a gal.
With railroads and rail cars and mail service by rail. Yes, that's how it all started.
Rick, when we were in the 60s and we would talk to our friends on the phone, we would just kind of lounge around and chat on the phone with our friends. And then, our parents would say, get off the phone! Well, I'm kind of exaggerating, but, that's the stereotype. Well, now it's texting. So I ran into a young girl in Sam's Club a couple of years ago, and her mother was there, and I asked her mother if I could just ask her daughter a question. And, Sam's Club is kind of relaxed compared to some of the other big box stores. People who shop at Sam's Club are members, so they're willing to spend that $35 a year to be a member to buy in bulk. Well, anyway, so people, I guess, are more trusting of each other in Sam's Club rather than other stores. So I said to this young lady, I noticed you're texting on your phone. Now, if the telephone were invented after texting, rather than texting coming up, you know, after the telephone, would you be using the telephone to talk to your friends, or would you still text? And she didn't know how to answer that question. But, you know, to me, I don't understand texting very much, because you speak in shorthand. Heck, if you're efficient with words, you could call that person and say, you know, here's the situation, what do you think we should do? Okay, good, thanks, done, bye. I mean, it could be done very, very quickly compared to texting back and forth. It seems like it's an occupation of our time that really doesn't amount to much. Another way of saying what I'm saying is we're wasting a lot of time with cell phones. As a matter of fact, there's a study that says about 2 days per week we're spending on our handheld cell phones. What in the world is wrong with us?
I noticed that it's against the law in our state to talk while you're driving on a cell phone. And yet, every other car that I see is breaking the law because I see them talking on the phone while they're driving. It is the necessary need to communicate that level has lost in translation. And now there is no real communications going on. It's all in, like cursive, it's gone.
Yeah, and Rick, in New Jersey, there's a police car that ran over a couple people. They're having trouble on the side of the road and on the New Jersey Turnpike, and this cop ran him over. Now, my question is, was he paying attention? I mean, I don't know, but if you try to remember back when you're talking on the cell phone in the car, and you're just talking to somebody, just chatting away, nothing important. And then you hang up, you go, wow, I went this far already. I didn't realize how far I've traveled in my car while I was talking. Obviously, how many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last year, God, you're
take my
when you got
the
easy
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. RichardAllenMiller.com. Lots of books on the website if you'd like to peruse, and you might want to select some for purchase. RichardAllenMiller.com. Rick, so we're talking about cell phones, and I'm delighted to announce that I don't use one anymore, and I feel freedom. It's really nice having silence, where from that little tiny box there'd be announcements that you have a text, and you know, anytime someone wanted to send me a text, and it could be friends, family, instructors, I mean, that thing would just go off all the time, and I didn't want to have it near me. I didn't want to have a cell phone near me because, number one, it is capable of recording and transmitting whatever sounds are in the surrounding area of that cell phone. I certainly don't want that. I had tape over the cameras. I didn't want video being taken of the inside of our home. Well, I am set free. I set myself free by not having that cell phone. It is a great feeling, and I suggest that all of our class consider that. And if you've been to our home for, you know, like a cookout or something that we've had here, you'd see a sign that says, please leave your cell phones in your car. So that's something that you may want to consider, class, not having other people bring their cell phones into your house. Because what happens, let's say you're going to have lunch, or, you know, they're going to join you for lunch or dinner or just a cup of coffee. You know what happens? They take that cell phone out of their pocket because it's uncomfortable, and they put it where? on the kitchen table. It's like setting a microphone that's going to transmit whatever you say at the kitchen table, the privacy of your own home. It can be picked up, turned on, and recorded forever by the other team. It's nuts. So I'm going to have a permanent sign on our doors at the house that says, cell phones, keep them in your car. And, you know, I don't think that's impolite. It's my house. What do you think, Rick?
I agree with that. You know, listen, if they can listen to you, they will listen to you. You can count on it because they'll advance technologies that can do a keyword search.
Hey, Rick, they have a technology right now.
Yeah.
The illegal government has a facility right now that will allow voice to text, and then all of the text being searchable. So you're having a conversation. Let's say you and I are having a conversation on the telephone. All of that's being recorded, and then they can say, let's search that file. Let's say, did he say the word bomb? Is there a bomb in there? Is there a government in there? Is there a Barry Satoru in there? Is somebody talking about golfing and vacationing and squandering, you know, the nation's wealth? Did they talk about that? They could search on all that. Or they can take all of our files and search on all of them, because the words that we've used in the conversations become a file. And they can look through all the files, just like you can on your computer. If you've got Windows or if you have Linux, and you say, find this text, Joe Dokes, and you tell your computer to, from the keyboard, search for Joe Dokes, and it'll look for every occurrence of Joe Dokes within your hard drive. That's the kind of technology they have at the absolute bare minimum. It's really, really frightening to me. So the answer is give them as little as possible to work with. And one way of doing that is dumping your cell phone.
Well, yeah, because privacy takes on a whole new aura.
Yeah, and another thing to do, Rick, would be to shut down the wireless component of your router. So if you want to use a router for, let's say, DSL, in your house, or a router for your cable system, and you want to make sure that the electromagnetic radiation coming from it is not there, well, just go into your router through its IP address, log into it, and shut down the Wi-Fi component of your router. You can do that. I've got a router right here in the studio, and I went into, you know, the router's address, went to the screen, went to the Wi-Fi section, said, off. So I don't have Wi-Fi. I've got a router that's capable of it, but it's not turned on. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and I'll be right back, right after these top-of-the-hour news and commercial announcements. And I'd like to talk about an audio jammer and the price of water.
Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.